going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It is Wednesday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
get in
on those good vibes. Nice. 585-252-9800. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in this morning. All of our friends are here. Where are they at? For some of you, it's payday. I think we know who.
Yes, our friends Nico and Steve. Just crushing it, dripping in money. this person says, what is the prize today for Can't Beat Breezy? We're giving away a brand new, hot off the press, highly comfortable PXY Mornings crew neck.
That's right. And by the way, you guys, these are not like crew necks made by like Delta. You know that brand? These are like legit comfortable, all sizes, two vibrant colors. We're talking black or gray.
Yeah, so vibrant.
And they could be yours if you just be Breezy and basic trivia.
It's not that hard. So yeah, call in 585-252-9800. We're doing that later on the show today at 8:10. Who else is here? This person did not tag their name, but they said, Moose, I saw you yesterday in my work truck. Good morning.
We got to say hi to our boy Jeff this morning. Jeff was driving by yesterday. Breezy and I were picking up trash in Highland Falls with some of our coworkers.
Love
for
it.
Earth Day. This dude drives by in a flatbread.
Not even starving.
I really am.
He's like, I want a chicken flatbread.
And he stopped and said hello. He's a huge fan of the show. His name's Jeff. And I give that dude a lot of credit because I can never drive something like that. You know how many poles I take out?
I didn't even see him. Hi, Jeff.
I would owe the city so much money. It's impressive to drive something that huge. I could never do it.
We need to ask you, Jeff. You can text us back or call us. Why are there so many trucks driving up and down that stretch of literally nothing? There's nothing over there. There is a ton of truck traffic, though. So,
including RG&E.
There's a plant right there. So that kind of makes a little more sense. Moose was literally up against the fence at the RG&E plant. They're like, hey, stay back. Shock value. He's like, yeah, there's trash in there. I'm going to hop the fence. I'm like,
how do I get in here? How do I bypass this spiked barbed wire fence?
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are just here. Life's been throwing me punches, but we keep on pushing. Hopefully going to make it to the YMCA today. I know she's a big aquatics girl. She does water aerobics.
Oh, does she?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
She does.
Get after it, Amy.
Pop all the way off. So yeah, that's great. And who else is here? Our friend Kelsey's here. She says, good morning. I'm feeling good today because I've consistently worked out for 3 days in a row now.
What a good feeling.
Just crush it. What about you, Vibes?
I got to get back there today, ASAP. I got to work out. Because after Easter and then my mom's dinner last night for her birthday.
You were inhaling cannolis via your Instagram story.
I was. I don't feel great about it, but sometimes you got to do it. And then I had a burger for dinner. So, not last night, the night before.
Oh,
but,
it's like you had another burger?
No, last night was all sushi. But we had a good time. Yeah, it was awesome hanging out with my brother, sister-in-law, the parents, the niece, the nephew. But I feel pretty good today. There's a lot on the calendar to look forward to. Not to mention May's creeping up on us. And then I have something really big planned for Breezy's birthday.
Oh, my God. Save it. Literally save it.
What's up with you?
Vibes are fine.
Vibes are fine.
The weather being as just scrumptious as it is definitely getting me out of my slump.
And because of that, you're going running. And because you're running alone. And because you're running alone, you almost got sex trafficked.
No, fully. It was tough. But we'll get into it later. I was out for a run last night. It was really nice out. Loved that. The problem I'm having now is with this massive transition of my weight loss.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my workout clothes, but they don't fit me. So they're literally around my ankles when I run. So I'm like, this isn't great.
Time to go to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Love that outlet. Absolutely love it. Our friend said they cleaned everything out down there by the river. And I think they're trying to make it some sort of park. Okay, but that doesn't answer my question as to why you're driving down there. They are going to make it a national park down there, which we are very excited about. And I'm happy to say that we did our part to make that as nice as it probably can be for the time being.
Well, I suppose. It was we filled at least six full, huge, I don't know how many gallon garbage bags yesterday with just trash alone. It felt good. It really did to kind of do our part and just clean up some of High Falls because down the other end it was garbage. If you go past the Kodak building near Lake Ave there's a whole strip behind the sidewalk where it just needed a huge cleaning, and that's what we got to.
Yeah, it was something.
Thank you guys for tuning in this morning and for the vibes. There's a court date that's been set in the case of attempting to remove Andre Evans as Irondequoit town supervisor. Following his sexual harassment allegations against him. He refuses to go, though. And then you have Sandra Dorley, who filed a petition. I don't know, that sentence makes me chuckle. We'll talk about all that and what this dude's future is looking like coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. A court date has been set in the case attempting to remove Andre Evans as Irondequoit town supervisor. Following sexual harassment allegations against him, with a tentative start date set for October 20th, and it is expected to last for about 10 days. I mean, this all comes as Evans has also been censored by the Irondequoit Town Board for a second time, calling on him to complete a round of comprehensive management training on sexual harassment and workplace boundaries and appropriate professional conduct, all out of his own pocket. So you pay for it. So this is the second time the board has told on Evans to complete his management training. They had also called on him to resign in the wake of all these allegations, which he basically said, no, I'm not going to do it. He's refusing to do it. And then Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley filed a petition. This was back April 16th last week with the New York State Division seeking to remove Evans from his
position. So he's not related to the mayor, is he?
I'm sorry?
Is he not related to the mayor? I mean, they share the same last name.
Yeah, well, I don't know anything about that. But
just asking the hard-hitting questions.
Something, I don't know, something
like,
about.
Oh, they're brothers.
Sandra Dorley filed the petition to remove him from his position as town supervisor. I don't know anything about that. But Evans has denied these allegations, stating that these accusations were politically motivated. He also said, we all know politics can be down and dirty and full of unfair accusations. I've gone out of my way to try and rise above all of that. Okay. More to come on that story in the near future. Would you ever want a job like this, a position like this, to be a mayor or a governor or anything like that regarding politics?
Not at all. A, because I don't know what's going on, and B, I just seems like a lot of admin, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, it's a big responsibility. Sure.
I'm not up for the job, so I know myself. Not up for the job.
You got to be really careful, though, because a lot of these accusations that have come out against him when it comes to sexual harassment, I mean, of course, it's he says, she says. You don't know. But if it comes out where he's guilty, I mean, he's going to look really silly. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Coming up on the show, a listener by the name of Matt says he's dealing with something at home right now with another roommate that maybe all of us have dealt with at some point when living with another person.
Oh, you know how much we love to trash talk all of our ex-roommates on this show.
You more than I do, but yeah, that's... I've had some pretty bad ones.
You've talked about Greg a handful of times, or whatever his name was.
Robert. Yeah. Yeah. But Matt says he could use all the help he can get because he's going to have a nervous breakdown. We'll tell you what's happening with our boy Matt coming up next on PXY Mornings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Okay, how do you get an awful roommate to move out? Sometimes the hardest thing you can do is try and get them to leave against their own will. And I mean, a lot of us, we've seen that Netflix documentary, Worst Roommate Ever. Puts a lot into perspective.
They all are like trying to kill each other. She's like, so I got MRSA online and I'm injecting it into your skin while you sleep.
Right. True stories. In the past, when I had roommates, I had a couple I could not stand. And we get this Facebook message from a 26-year-old listener named Matt yesterday, who says, I'm reaching out to Moose and Breezy as a last resort because my roommate is a terrible person, but I can't seem to get rid of him. What are my options? Take a listen to the message. It starts with, hi guys, I listen to the show most mornings when I'm driving to work, and I wanted to reach out to you as a last resort to see if anyone listening has also dealt with my situation or has any advice. I live with a guy who is the worst roommate I have ever had. He takes my stuff without asking, breaks things all around the apartment, tells no one about it, tries to hide it. He's not on the lease, and my landlord can't do anything. The dude owes me thousands of dollars in rent and still can't pay on time to this day. But I would cut my losses in a heartbeat if it means I just didn't have to live with him anymore. I move out myself if I could afford to, but I can't. Not yet, at least. I even have someone else lined up who wants his room right now. How can I get this dude to leave and kick him out? My parents have not really been that helpful. I'm a 26-year-old. I just want him out. And what makes matters worse is my girlfriend refuses to come over because the dude is such a creep. What are my options? Thanks, guys. And I really like your show. All right. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate the message.
Why can't the landlord kick him out if he's not on the lease?
Well, Matt's on the lease. You just need the one person. So Matt is in charge. He's on the lease, which is why he's paying all this money. His roommate owes thousands. He's having to back it for him. And around we go. So when I was living with my two roommates, when I moved upstairs at my apartment years ago, I lived with my buddy and his roommate. This guy was on the lease. I was just giving him money to pay for my room. Make sense?
I guess, but...
I was not on the lease.
I feel like there's legalities there.
If anyone knows anything about this, as far as Matt's situation, please help the guy out. Help us too. I'm curious.
Get a lawyer. Lawyer up. See you in court.
585-252-9800.
So what?
What's that cost a 26-year-old? He doesn't. I mean, technically, yeah, he's the roommate. He's a sucky roommate. But legally, he hasn't.
He's not on the lease. He's never paid.
Breeze.
He doesn't do anything.
Breeze, he doesn't need to be on the lease. He's a roommate.
But he's not paying.
He's not paying. What can the roommate do? As long as Matt's paying, he's the guy on the lease. It's his responsibility.
I would void my payments to the landlord. I would go to the land. This is what I would do. I would go to the landlord and I would say, here's what we're going to do. I am going to set up a scheme, essentially.
Okay.
And
I'm going to set up a scheme.
I'm going to set up a scheme. A tale as old as time. And I'm going to pay you next month, but you're going to give us an eviction notice because I'm not going to pay you. Because you don't want that affect your credit or history, or you don't want an eviction on your record. But, I mean, that's what's going to have to happen.
Fake
eviction.
I don't know.
An eviction.
It sounds like having a heart-to-heart with the landlord isn't doing much either. So he says there's nothing he can do about it. There's a longer text here from a guy named Corey that says, hi guys, here's my advice to Matt. You put a good quality key lock on your bedroom door. You do not forget to make it jimmy proof if need be. Secure your bedroom window too if it's reachable from the outside. Wear the key on a necklace at all times, and no, I'm not even joking. Move as much of your stuff into your now locked bedroom as possible. We're talking food, electronics, everything that belongs to you and will fit in that locked private space of yours. The idea is to remove his access to as much of everything you've paid for as possible, even toilet paper. Don't cave and give him anything he needs. I don't care if he hasn't eaten in 3 days and he stinks. He gets zero anything of yours. That's how you get rid of him. I mean,
I'm not living like that. I'm creating a scheme. It's easier to create the scheme.
No,
the booby trap will be set.
No, I definitely see you going out of your way to do such a thing.
Screw it. Leave the landlord out of it. I'll create my own eviction notice. Oh my God, James, did you see we're getting evicted? What are we going to do?
I mean, we've seen.
Well, why didn't you pay the rent? Because you didn't pay me the rent. So I guess we weren't paying the rent anymore. We have to be out in 30 days.
Yeah, you might have a point. If you just start pretending to box everything up in front of him.
Yeah.
That could be an option. You know, but listen, we've seen those TV shows where squatters, some of them refuse to go. They've been in people's houses for months.
And then I would call one of my cop friends and I would have them come and get them out.
Stacy says, tell him you're moving out and that the landlord is requesting bank statements, credit reports, proof of income, three times the rent from him within 2 weeks, or he has to move out too. Yeah, like we said, she goes, you could also start packing your stuff into boxes. Fake it till you make it. Hey, guys, I had the same problem with a roommate in my early 20s who owed me so much money in rent, and I became a nudist. I walked around butt naked all the time, and it finally got too uncomfortable for him that he moved out. That's just me on a daily basis. But you could do that, yeah.
This person says, stop paying his part of the rent and only pay for things that you can have and control, and not for the both of you. Yeah, listen, I've done some petty things as a roommate.
Like what?
Toilet paper hoarding and...
You just take the toilet paper from them?
If I bought it, I'm taking it in and out of my room.
Got it.
I'll use it when I need to go. It's not going to be sitting there, though, for common use.
Right.
No, I'm good. Or soap. Or really anything. I know no limit, you know?
No, of course
not. I know no level of pettiness.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. File a civil suit to recoup money owed and damages for things you've had to repair or items you used and broken or that you can't use afterwards. And once you file, give them the option of either leaving and you'll drop all of it, or he can stay and you keep that civil suit and take him to court. Because I would definitely try and take him to court if he refuses to go. Good luck, man. Rich says, plant some drugs in his room, call the cops and get him arrested. That's, I don't know if that's good advice.
Easy peasy.
That's not good advice.
Honestly, anything to avoid conflict.
Matt, I know you're 26. You don't have a whole lot of money, man. If there's an option to talk to a lawyer, get one on retainer. I know it might sound far-fetched. See what your options are. Maybe someone will give you some free advice.
I can literally Canva you a fake eviction notice in 5 minutes.
You know what? Right, I want to see what that looks like.
Yeah.
Do it right now.
I can get that all set and ready to go by 7 o'clock. Don't you worry.
A couple more messages that came in. I'm going to send those over to our boy Matt. Thank you guys for some advice. I don't know how much of a help it was, but I feel for this guy. Because granted, that dude that I lived with once, where I rented out a room from him in his house. Yes.
Robert.
Never
forget.
Horrible. And after 10 months, I was just like, you know what? I'm gone. You can't do anything. It's his house. I had no other option but to leave. It's the best moving out experience of my entire life. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.